Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three Motown artists that had a low-charting song followed up by a number one smash hit. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Commodores, the Jackson 5, Blinky and Edward Starr Together, Bruce Willis, Rare Earth, the Miracles, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the LaSalles. First up this half hour, the Supremes with a low-charting song, Run, 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 right here on Motown.
Hear the challengers of evil, and I'm glad we know them. Heroes make the sunrise in the morning.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5, Hallelujah Day, and then reached number 28 in the United States Billboard charts from 1973, before that the Commodores with Heroes, reaching number 54 from 1980, and we started with the Supremes' Run, Run, Run. It only reached number 93 in 1964, specifically on March 14, 1964, but right after that, they had a smash 45 with Where Did Our Love Go, reaching number 1, and then they had 5 number 1s in a row. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists that had a low-charting song followed up by a smash number one hit. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 4 artists in that category. Here comes the 5th. The artist is Blinky and Edward Starr, and the song is Oh How Happy. Well, Oh How Happy was written by Edward Starr, and it was a big hit for the group called The Shades of Blue. While The Shades of Blue was recording the song, Edward Starr happened to be there. Hearing them singing, liking the way they sounded, he had an unfinished song that he had an idea to do more with. He sat down with the group and he worked out the chorus and the wording, and according to Shades of Blue group member Nick Mariani, they actually contributed some of the words and chorus to the song. Well, Edward liked the song so much that he recorded it with him and Blinky, and it was released on the Motown record label in 1969. On week ending August 23rd, 1969, the song had climbed from number 99, where it was the previous week, to 92, and that was the highest it went. Well, here it is, Blinky and Edward Starr, Oh How Happy, right here on Motown Memphis.
Oh, how happy you have made. We'll be right back.
Rare Earth with We're Gonna Have a Good Time. It only reached number 93 in the United States pop charts from 1973, and it was their last 45 released on the Motown record label. Before that, Bruce Willis, the popular TV and movie star, having a great song, Respect Yourself. It reached number 5 in the pop charts and number 7 in the UK in 1987, and we started with Blinky and Edward Starr together, Oh How Happy, reaching number 92 from 1969, specifically August 16, 1969. Right after that 45 was released, Edward had the biggest hit of his career with War reaching number 1. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists that had a low-charting song followed up by a smash number 1 hit. Well, coming up, the last of the 6 artists. Here are the Miracles with their low-charting song, Don't Ya Love It, right here on Motown Memories.
Ah! la 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 la.
Sounds with La 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 was recorded and released in 1966, didn't chart. Before that, Junior Walker on the All-Stars with Way Back Home, reaching number 52 in the pop charts and number 24 in the rhythm and blues charts in 1971. And we started with The Miracles and Don't You Love It, only reached number 78 in 1974, specifically on December 21st, 1974. And their last hit on the Motown record label was a number one smash hit, Love Machine. This hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a low-charting song followed up by a smash number one hit. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.